You're listening to Conversations with John Vaughn, the official podcast of the John C. Vaughn Evangelistic Association in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
This is Pastor John Vaughn. I'm sitting on the deck in the back of my house with my wife, Carol. The sun has gone down. The birds have fallen silent. And the crickets have taken up the evening refrain. It's a precious, wonderful sound, a symphony of praise by God's tiny little creatures whom we only listen to at very special times, when it's dark, for example. We're reminded of the story that Nicodemus came to Christ when it was nighttime. And when he asked him the question that provides the answer for every human being and his spiritual need, it too was nighttime. I told the story of a God-ordained meeting I had with a man on an airplane in a little book that we wrote called Conversations. Stephen Lee had asked me to write that book and tell some stories about conversations, gospel conversations, that I had had with a variety of people over the years. I was on an airplane returning from a trip, and the man next to me had been sleeping throughout the trip. And as we were coming in for our landing, he awakened, and I began a conversation with him. "Are you headed out or coming home?" I said. And he, with sort of a heavy tone, said, "I'm returning from my father's funeral." And I saw there a God-ordained opportunity. "Were you close to him?" I said. He said, "No, not so much in recent years. But he did leave me something." And as he was reaching inside his shirt collar, bringing out a chain, I took notice. It was a medallion with an inscription. And he said, "I think it's from the Bible." And would you believe, it was John 3:16. I said to him, "Would you like to hear that verse?" And of course, he said he would. And so I quoted it to him. The verse that we use so often with people when we're going to begin to talk about the gospel. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And from there, we began a more detailed explanation and application of those truths to his own heart. That was a God-given opportunity. But truly, whenever we have an opportunity to share the gospel with another person, however the conversation begins and however it ends, the focus should be in our hearts on the fact that God put us there and gave us that opportunity.
You've been listening to Conversations with John Vaughn, the official podcast of the John C. Vaughn Evangelistic Association. JCVEA is conducted by faith and is dedicated to evangelism, edification, and encouragement. For more information or to help support this ministry, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/John Vaughn.